Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But in terms of what's going on in ISIS, the Christian Post is reporting that a third person, a British aid worker by the name of David Haynes, was beheaded by ISIS. If you remember, the first person was a journalist by the name of James Foley, United States citizen, and as well as Stephen Skotlov. It's important that we remember these men for their bravery, for their heroic efforts. My understanding is that the British aid worker was helping refugees in Syria, and these are folks that have left their homeland to go to a different land and have put themselves in harm's way, and now they were taken captives and used as puppets to embarrass and humiliate leaders in our country, and as well now the United Kingdom with Prime Minister David Cameron. But this is a horrific thing, and this is what was said. It said the murder of David Haynes is an act of pure evil, and my heart goes out to his family, who have shown extraordinary courage and fortitude. These are President Obama's remarks. Prime Minister David Cameron tweeted that basically, hey, this is gruesome, and we're going to deal with this. Mm-hmm. We are going to deal with this. And what was interesting in all of this, this is what was said to David Cameron in this video that was done, because they videotaped us again. Mm-hmm. This is what the executioner said. I'd like to declare that I hold you, David Cameron, entirely responsible for my execution. Well, this is what they had David Haynes read. And he says, you entered voluntarily into a coalition with the United States against the Islamic State, just as your predecessor, Tony Blair, did, and following a trend against our British prime ministers who can't find the courage to say no to America. And so his brother, David Haynes, who's executioner's brother, said, listen, my brother wouldn't have said those words. They obviously forced him to say those things. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, this is what is being done. And we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you to continue to pray. We want to continue to lift up, all of those people that are being held captive, that, you know, in the area that ISIS has taken over. I guess they call them the Islamic State, those in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon. And we want to pray for their removal, that they are dealt mm-hmm. with, and once and for all. I mean, mm-hmm. the projections are that this group started out as 12,000 soldiers. Mm-hmm. And now, like, you know, over just a couple of days, all of a sudden now the CIA is reporting, oh, they're 31,000. And it said, you know, by next week, who knows, there'll be 50,000. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, come on. It's a few thousand soldiers. It's a few thousand soldiers compared to the vast military that the United States has, the United Kingdom has. We can do this. Mm-hmm. We can do this. But serious efforts and plans are put in place so that these guys don't come back into their respective countries and commit these terrorist acts on, you know, their own citizens. Mm-hmm. So continue to pray, continue to watch this while Israel, Hamas, Iran, all eerily silent in this morning. Stay close and follow us into the second hour, because we're going to be talking about in the second hour about Saudi and how this anti-Christian sweep that's happening in Saudi Arabia, now that's being reported, all this stuff's coming to light, and what's happening to the Christians in Saudi Arabia. Listen, it's JJ, it's mm-hmm. Jews and the Christians. You want to pay attention, you want to mm-hmm. be alert. We shared with you on a previous segment how Senator Ted Cruz was booed on stage. They say he was booed off, but what we showed you is that he walked off. He had a message prepared to share. His message wasn't being received. He folded up his notes and said, mm-hmm. listen, I stand with Israel, but if you don't stand with Israel, then I won't stand with you. Folded up his speech and walked off. And I want to encourage you to have that same mm-hmm. type of fortitude, that same type of courage, that backbone for Israel and for Christians, because in the coming days we're going to need it. Mm-hmm. And those who pray together stay together, and we want to continue to pray, and watch God move in amazing and powerful ways.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.